Paris Hung.
All right.
She does it all.
Man. Hey, we're going to have our friend Dr. Maggie Payne talk to y'all some more about what's going on with the Lillian Carter Center in the Dominican Republic. All right, Maggie.
I just want to talk about Indigo Girls.
All right.
Wasn't that incredible?
We got it. We got to switch cameras. We got to switch cameras. Okay, because Lyris has got to get back from her violin. Here she goes. The camera operator is back. The wizard is here. Maggie.
Wow, that was incredible. I just want to talk about Indigo Girls. Isn't that inspiring? It's so heartwarming, and it's just, oh my goodness. I just love their music. I was kind of nervous for them. I was thinking that maybe they were going to want me to introduce a little cowbell, but I don't think they really needed it. I think they were really doing fine on their own. Lyris, you know, accompanied them, so they were good. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. And actually, this is proof the dogs are not AI generated. You can hear them barking. I've petted them. They are for real little pups. So you can be rest assured about that. So I know what you're thinking. Here she is again. She's back asking for more money. And yes, you are right. I absolutely am back asking for some more money. But then guess what? When I get done, we get to hear Indigo Girls again. I'm not going to lie to you. I was kind of nervous myself about being up here. And you may not know this, but I'm not like a movie star or anybody famous. In fact, I don't think anybody's updated my Facebook page recently. So I was pretty kind of nervous. But what I remembered, though, is the camera takes off about 10 pounds. So we're good. So 10 extra pounds removed. So now we're all good. I just want to say 2023, year of Indigo Girls. From that Sundance Festival documentary that used their self-titled lyric, "It's Only Life After All," to what Rolling Stone said, which is they're finally getting due recognition for their legacy. Harper's Bazaar asked, "What are they wearing?" And a really cool op-ed in the New York Times asked, "Why all of a sudden is everybody listening to that song from my adolescent angst?" I know that's totally relatable for a lot of us, right? Why is that? Word has it that when they played for NPR, they were allowed to play 3 songs on that tiny desk instead of the usual 2. There's something else, I'm not really sure what it is, but there's something else that was really big with Indigo Girls this past year, but I'll think of it. I promise I'll think of it. Indigo Girls have had a trackside launch track record of advocacy and activism, and we are so privileged and so lucky to be able to do this concert with you guys and do this fundraiser, and this is because it's a cause they believe in. They have a history of activism for a multitude of causes, whether it's indigenous causes or whether it's drawing attention to mass incarceration and several local causes right here in our state of Georgia. So we're really super grateful to them for their support of our mission in the Dominican Republic. Let's say that you go on a Caribbean vacation. You're on that plane and you know the airport's such a hassle, right? You're stressed out. Did you turn the coffee pot off? Did somebody feed the dog? Is Kevin on the plane? But then you get to the Caribbean and your plane kind of flies down low as you're making that landing and you come over that azure, that gorgeous water, and you're just like, ah. You hop out of the airport and immediately you feel the heat on your face. You see those gorgeous palm trees, that beautiful sun. And we know we're not in Kansas anymore, right? This ain't Texas. So you get in the van, and maybe you close your eyes, and you're already thinking about your toes in the water and that little umbrella drink in your hand looking out over that gorgeous ocean. But maybe outside of your window, you might spy Dominicans walking alongside the road carrying impossibly heavy loads, or a couple tandem on a moped might slide up beside you. Or maybe you spied a Dominican woman proudly sweeping off the front porch of her home. Well, I've been to the Caribbean on vacation, but I've often wondered about the people that live and work in those places that I love to visit. So I want to tell you a little bit about Dominicans. People in the Dominican Republic are proud and hardworking people. They're resilient. And they are able to do a whole lot in spite of a severe lack of resources. The things we commonly take for granted, like clean water and access to health care. And they do it with a smile on their face. Like one of my Dominican friends said of her countrymen, they are muy alegre. So I want to thank Emmy and Emily for allowing us to do this fundraiser tonight. The donations that you guys give tonight will allow us to provide care to folks from birth to 99. The money that you give tonight might go to providing dental health care to hundreds of children, or pharmaceuticals in our pop-up clinics that could be life-saving, or allow us to diagnose and treat some of the common conditions with those point-of-care lab tests that we're so used to in the United States. So thank you so much, Amy and Emily. Thank you for your amazing team. Obviously, this would not be possible without y'all's hard work and your generosity, and I'm just so grateful to you. Thank you to the Emory team, Hi Team Peds, and I can't go without saying thank you so much to all you Indigo girls that are out there supporting this cause. Just remember, everybody does a little, then a lot gets done. And so remember that little QR code, and every time you hit it, you feel better and better. You can tap that to donate. And so here they are again, playing real good for free, just like Joni Mitchell said, Indigo Girls.
Thank you, Maggie.